started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Welcome back, everybody, to the studio of the Tanya Joy Show. We are glad to have you here. Such a great day. Today is not just today. Every day is a glory day. And you know what that means. You know who is going to be here today to talk with us and share prophecies fulfilled and all sorts of things that God is doing. We've got Pastor Manuel Johnson back, so you do not want to miss this show. In fact, start right now by hitting the share button wherever you're watching and send it out to your friends so that they can jump in and watch us as we air this show today. We are so glad to see you. As a reminder, here's the QR code that will lead you to all of my links. It will also lead you to the website, which is tanyajoy.tv. As many of you have probably noticed, we haven't had a whole lot of new shows the last couple of weeks because God's opening doors and bringing me into this new realm, and I'm just going along with him. So we may not have a show every day for you, but that's okay. If you check out the website and go to the events tab, if for some reason you don't see a show that day, if you go to the events tab, you'll probably understand why, because I'm trying to keep that updated with where I'm at and what I'm doing. So that is that little bit of news. We are super excited to have you here today. So hang tight. We are going to get the show going. I'm Tanya Joy, and this is The Tanya Joy Show.
Okay, well, we weren't shocked.
Over again. So welcome back to the show. You as well. I'm so excited to have you both on the show. And I know we had such good feedback and reception.
General Flynn, what an honor.
Joshua tracked me down in a big tent of about 4,000 people.
How are you?
I am doing so great. Hello, everybody. Thank God, I am wonderfully great.
Hello.
Thank you very much.
Because what is prayer?
I'm just Jewish, you know what I mean? And
I'm thrilled to be here with the two of you.
Me too.
And that's who these crazies, these evil ones.
It is. You said it right. Good job.
Perfect. All right. We are the Gibson sisters. We are so excited to have them on with us on Resistance Chicks today.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's time to rise.
These people that get higher up, sometimes I've thought,
these are glory days and not gloomy days.
Like, I love it.
it kind of works.
What's awesome about the tour is people like you.
Good.
I love the applause. That's cool.
There we go.
Thank
Hi,
you.
Joy. Everybody, welcome. We are so excited. Ready to get the show on the road? Let's go. All right. Well, welcome back, everybody. Let's get this going and let's bring Manny on in.
Hello. Praise the Lord. You know, I always say this, and I'm always going to. Let's say it together, saints. This is the day. Come on, come on. Let's hand it over to God. Let's hand it over to the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. Okay? I can't make the day. He makes the day, but I'm glad to be in it. Hallelujah.
Me too.
That's right. And Lord, I thank you for the glory days,
amen,
the glory weeks, the glory months, the glory years. I thank you for the glory days, not the gloomy days. Glory for the righteous, you and I, walking in Christ. Yeah. That's where our righteousness shine.
That's right.
They're filthy without Christ, but they shine in Christ. Woo! I love it. I love it.
And the doors are getting brighter and brighter for those who truly are following the Lord. Really and truly, they are.
You know, let me tell you something. If you see Tanya Joy, thank you for allowing me on your broadcast. Look how strong she is. Look how strong she is in the Lord. I mean, that's just like her name. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yep,
I love it.
My mom knew what she was doing when she named me.
You know.
And
we receive that word. Yeah. We are renewed daily. Let him. God has the power and authority to the Spirit of God to renew us, because this fallen world, and we're in a fallen body, but it doesn't have to stay that way. Woo! It doesn't have to remain that way. This is why we renew ourselves in the Lord. Yeah. We have that benefit. There are the people in the world are taking drugs, supplements, pills, everything, trying to revive themselves, you know? And it, according to the scripture, it profits little to nothing. Seriously, the scripture says in the New Testament, exercise profits a little. But the word of God, oh my, now you're talking. If we would just focus and anchor ourselves in his word, in his promises, there is an supernatural, I'm going to say it again, not natural, okay, that you go to CVS for, but a supernatural renewing of your, it works on three platforms, body, mind, and soul. What? That's a deal I can't refuse. Hallelujah. Yeah.
We'll get better than that, that's for sure.
Yes. Yes, you can't get it over the counter.
No.
Sorry. But you get this through your Heavenly Father, through seeking the kingdom of God. Yes. Hallelujah. You know, saints, it's so important. We are living in glorious days. Okay, the media nights, as you know, does not dictate my day. It don't it doesn't dictate my way, you know, because the Lord is his day and he is the way. And I have to understand that. So people run after what they know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it again. People run after and seek what they know. I don't want the same old stuff. I want new stuff. I want new revelation.
Yeah.
That's why I love what Jeremiah says. Joy. Oh, my God. Tanya Joy. I love what Jeremiah says. It says, call on me. You got your cell phones? Yeah, call on me. God thought about it already before cell phones came out.
And you can call him.
That's right. You know, I said, what kind of plan you have? Well, listen, let me tell you something about that. I'm telling you, God thought of cell phones way before it even came out, you know, thousands of years back in the days of the judges. We're talking about, hey, you know, this girl named Delilah, her cell phone was called Samson. Oh, glory to God.
I love that. That's a great one. I love it.
I know. Listen. The automotive, you know, the automobile came out back in the days of Jesus. Yes. Remember, there was only one car known back in the days of Pentecost. It was a Honda, because everybody was in the upper room in one accord. Hey!
Yeah, that's a good one. I have one that someone used to say, and it's a funny joke. But they say in the upper room, they were saying, should have bought a Honda, but I bought a Hyundai. Yep,
glory to God.
We got to have fun, people. We got
to
have fun.
Well, you have to. The joy of the Lord, you know. Yeah, you know, I love that. You know, I went to Israel before. You haven't been there. You got to get there.
No. Oh, I can't wait.
You know, Everybody, you know, so you got to get there. You know, you go to Israel, you go on a tour, and you know, the tour guide tells you about all the Bible historic sites. And he told us, "Did you know that Samuel had twins? Samuel was a twin." I go, "No." And they were showing us his tomb. He goes, "See, that's First Samuel and that's Second Samuel." So
oh, man, oh, that's great. I love it. That's so funny. That's great. I have not been to Israel yet, but that there's a church in Memphis, a pastor in Memphis. And before all this war broke out there last fall, they were talking and they were going to be planning a trip. And he said, "Would you want to be one of the people, you know, to help come with us and be a leader? And then you can invite your followers or whoever." I said, "Yes, I want to do that." So I need to follow up with them and see if they're going to still plan that sometime, because I would love to go. I have never been.
Well, let me tell you something. You know, Israel's not going anywhere.
No.
And so, but the Bible tells us that in the last days, you know, the nations will be troubled by Israel. So we're seeing the types and shadows of the things to come. Seriously, saints. But why do you think it's in the scriptures? Pray for the peace of Israel.
Yeah.
You know, God will bless those that love thee.
Yeah.
But we have to understand, I'm going to be honest with you. Now, this is not a personal prophecy. This is Bible prophecy. Okay. There will not be peace, natural peace in Israel. No matter what they do, no matter who's involved, you have to understand that the scripture says that the only peace they're going to have is the Prince of Peace. That is Jesus. Yeah. The Bible makes it very clear. I've been to Israel and I'll be going again. Now, we want to get something straight, okay? That is the apple of God's eye. It doesn't mean that doesn't mean that they are exempt from sin. Mm-hmm. Okay? I'm going to be very honest with you. When you go there, it's very secular, very secular. And it's very anti-Christ, too.
Yeah.
But the scripture says they know in part.
Yeah.
Okay, they know in part. There are many Jewish men and women that are getting born again. Mm-hmm. That's going to always happen. We're talking the bulk. We're talking about a nation, pretty much of a nation. That doesn't take place into the time of Jacob's troubles, according to the scriptures. We must not try to go ahead of God. Okay? Let God be God. Mm-hmm. Let the word of God.
Saying before.
Yes, because sometimes we try to go ahead of God, or I'm going to go and try to evangelize all the Jews. Yeah. You're going to have an unsuccessful ministry. I guarantee you, because that is not, you can go and witness to them. I cannot save a fly, saints. Alrighty, I do the witnessing. I let God do the saving.
Yeah.
That's why you never hear me saying, we went to this crusade or we went to this event and, you know, 30,000 people came to the Lord. I don't know that. Maybe it appeared that 30,000 may have confessed. Yeah. But as far as believing in your heart, only God knows those numbers.
Yeah.
Only God celebrates that. So we cannot boast. I can't boast about me trying to save myself just as much as I can't boast about me trying to save others. Whoa. Yeah. Alrighty, we are saved by grace so that there's no boasting. Glory to God. And our walks are in Christ's saints. But this is extremely important. And many times I come to you because we have a fulfilled prophecies, and we do have fulfilled prophecies. Mm-hmm. But today I'm going to come to you about prophecies that God already showed me about something to take place in June. We're already things are already taking place and coming to pass to prepare for what God's about to do, something very spiritual in June. So I'm going to take it back to April, where God released a prophecy in one of our Sunday meetings. And believe it or not, one day we're going to get Tanya Joy at our service.
Yes.
You know, so we're a kidnapper, you know. We're tired of her coming to California and missing us. So that's going to end. Glory to God.
I almost got a trip booked for the beginning of June to come there, actually. Uh-oh, uh-oh. But I just can't do it. My daughter graduates high school next week, and we're getting her ready for college. And so I'm like, I can't book a trip right now. I have to be home this summer. So, but next year, or maybe not next year, but like once the fall gets here, once I get her, I'm going to be traveling and I'm going to get there. I just know it.
Amen. So this is a good thing. Saints, get ready. But anyway, let's go ahead and
play the video
and show that clip. Yep, okay, there it is.
Hallelujah. 3 seconds. Two. Keep your eye on the month of June of this year. Okay? You're getting it right now, fresh from heaven. Keep your eye on the month of June of 2024. There's something that's going to take place in the spirit realm. There will be an acceleration. Acceleration for those as we enter the month of June. June of 2024, it would be a massive acceleration and a massive shift. It's like it will be like a Red Sea moment where there I saw a major pushback. A major pushback in the spirit realm in the month of June. It will continue in July and August and September. It will not stop. There will be a major pushback. I saw a major door, a spiritual door open over the body of Christ. I saw a major door open. It was like things from that point on, as the Lord was speaking to me, my son, he says, now is that season that I spoke early. What was taking years are now going to take months. What was taking months, keep on receiving, will now start taking weeks. What was taking weeks will now start taking days. He said, I'm going to start to accelerate the promises of God on my people starting this year in the month of June of 2024. Will start that process, and those that are ready to receive, shout it out right now.
Amen.
At the same time, there will be a major setback for the enemies of the Lord. A major setback. There will be something that's going to take place in the spirit realm where there are angelics that have been called out from heaven to disarm a whole lot of things that the enemy has held captured on the body of Christ. Give the Lord a shout. I saw chains being broken. I saw legal chains being broken. I saw physical things being broken up. I saw physicals. I saw spiritual. And I saw financial things and legal things being broken. It was starting to take place in the month of June of 2024. I know there's something significant about it. Why God chose that year this year. Why he chose to start doing it in the month of June. I don't know that part yet. But I saw such a breakthrough start taking place in that month. And saints, God wants you to be ready. He wants you to be receivers. I saw the authority level go to an all-time high in the body of Christ. Give the Lord a shout. Amen. Hallelujah. I saw these things take place. Powerful. As the Lord showed me the prophecies of New York. And show me certain other things. He says, my children need to be prepared. Do not be sleeping spiritually in the month of June. Please, I beg you, do not be in your spiritual slumber. God wants us to be awake. He wants us to be awake. Do not be like the bridesmaids that fell asleep. Come on. There was five that was wise and five that was foolish. And the many of them, half of them fell asleep during the time God was moving. We must be spiritually awake. You may have sleeping in the natural, but you're spiritually awake. This is the time that God wants to open the ears and open the eyes of the body of Christ. You cannot afford to be sleeping. You cannot afford to be, oh, I got to do my own thing. You can't afford to allow the natural distractions to take place when God is trying to take you to a place of promise, a place of faith, a place that you've been praying for and asking God to move, and those prayers have been heard. Now God wants to start fulfilling those things that be not as though they were. Give the Lord a hand praise. Come on. Well, there was such a there's such an anointing on that. Oh my God.
Yeah,
we could feel the presence of the Lord. Just we could, oh my God, we can, even now, every time I hear it, I could feel the Lord saying, you know, and it's so important. So we have been releasing that word on different live streams because we need to get it out. The body of Christ is in God is trying to position us, transitioning for positioning. And we have to get in that platform because the distraction level is fierce right now. Anytime, there's a, listen, saints, anytime that there is a major transitioning, crossing over to a place of promise, there will be a major distraction. And you would ask me, what are you talking about? Well, look at it. You can actually get caught into the things that's going on in the world. Jesus, listen, the Bible gives us today's headlines. I mean, next week's, next month's, next year's headlines, we get it today.
That's right.
Everybody's like, oh my God, all these wars going on. We read Matthew 24, wars and rumors of wars.
Yeah.
Come on, but do not fear.
Right.
Oh no, all these national disasters. God talks about earthquakes. He talks, he said these things will come, but the end is not yet.
And there's God signs. Gives us, the signs of the times. Right before we came on, I saw a thing on my phone that popped up. It said 260 plus tornadoes in just the last couple of weeks. Those are signs. We need to pray. God protects us people. But
yes.
These are signs of the days. This is his way of showing us. This is
the earth is going through. The scripture tells us that earth is going through birth pains.
Yeah.
Okay, because the earth is also, it's the earth, it's the Lord's. And so when you have a sin nature.
Yeah.
Come on. People on the world. It's okay. Not, it doesn't just affect the animal world. It affects also the natural world, the age, the nature of the world itself. And it's going through, it's the only planet that's going through this. And so, but that's why do you think God's also going to revive the earth? Not just people, but the earth is also going to have a facelift because it needs that.
Yes.
You got all this sin going on earth. You got hell in the core of earth. Come on.
Yeah.
Think about all that. This was never God's perfect plan. This is what happens
after
when sin enters a situation.
Yeah.
But the good news is that we, you and I, are on the side that wins. And I've been speaking this, and I'm going to re-speak it on the Tanya Joy Show. This is the season that we take the limits off of God. Ooh.
Amen.
We take the limits off the Holy Spirit. We limit him by rebellion of doubting. We limit him by putting God in a box. God is bigger than every one of our circumstances. Every test, God is bigger than that. Every trial. Every concern. He's bigger than that. He's bigger than any body issues or concerns. He's bigger than our bank account. Ooh, I know you like that one.
I love that one.
He's bigger than that.
Yeah.
We have to always, you see, how did Goliath come down? Because God saw, you know, David saw that God was bigger than Goliath. Okay. All right. David saw
Goliath under his foot. And that's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Goliath didn't see that because he was walking in blindness.
Mm.
You know, that's why God always gets the last word.
That's right. Remember?
Yes. You see, that's why I love what's happening, because God's got this. And if you don't have an answer to somebody's concerns, just say, trust the Lord.
Amen.
If you don't even have a scripture, just tell them, trust the Lord.
Yeah.
Sometimes people want details, and the details are trust the Lord. The scripture tells us in Isaiah, curse is the man that puts his trust in man.
Mm.
That's what the scripture says. Blessed is that man that puts his trust, it uses the word trust, in God.
Mm-hmm.
And there's times I may not know how to respond to someone's circumstance. So my response is, trust the Lord.
Yeah.
Well,
rest,
that's
rest
it. Is it that? Is it, Pastor Manny, that's all you got? That's all God has given me.
Hey, that's all we got. If all we've got is to rest in his presence, under his wings, we don't need anything else.
But you see, the reason why the Lord has me to say it is because this is the problem. God doesn't want you and I trusting him one day and the next day doubting. That's called unstable. That's the next minute. Okay. Yeah. Satan always tries to disarm you.
Yeah.
This is the reason why God sent his precious Holy Spirit. He wouldn't allow them to leave Jerusalem until they were not just touched, but not just filled. He said, do stay put until you're empowered. Ooh.
Oh, that's good.
Remember that. Many people, they get touched and they walk away.
Yeah.
The Lord wasn't done yet. God doesn't just want to fill you. He wants to abide in you. Woo! It's important. The Lord said, wait until you are empowered. Okay? There's so much more God wants to do than just to open your eyes and open your ears. Because one of the first things that you and I realize is that God has to open your ears. He says, my sheep hear my voice. We're so focused on our sight, and that can fool you.
Yeah.
We have to see through the eyes of faith, not the eyes of the natural. But we have to learn to open our spiritual ears.
Mm.
The first thing we read in the book of Acts, Tanya Joy, is that they heard a sound from heaven, not saw. Ooh, mm. God, their ears were open. Then the Bible says, then they saw flames of fire
mm-hmm.
on top of each other. Then their eyes was open.
Yeah.
Oh! Then there was the infilling of the Spirit.
Yeah.
It rested on top of them. And then their heart's like, I want more. Mm. Then they were infilled with the Spirit. Then they were, and all of a sudden, they were speaking in the Holy Ghost. Mm. Then they were empowered by the Holy Ghost.
Mm.
That's when you're empowered by the Spirit. What happens? A boldness comes. Mm. Peter was afraid to talk to people. When the power came on him and the boldness came on him, he was the first to stand up and speak to over 3,000 people. Woohoo! Let the Lord finish his work in you. Oh, my God. And sometimes, you see, the Holy Spirit has an assignment, not just for the world. The Bible says the Spirit of God is going to pour upon all flesh.
Right.
That's the world assignment. But he's got a personal assignment with you and God. Woo! Let the Holy Spirit do a work in you, not just through you.
Yes.
You know, saints, most people want to brag about what God is doing through them, but they don't talk too much about what God is doing in them. Yes. That's a, that means, you see, when you say God use me, that means he's working through you. When you say I have a personal relationship with God, that means the Holy Spirit is working in you. Mm-hmm. That's why we, many people don't go bypass what I call the person of the Holy Ghost. Oh my. When you allow, when you get to know the person of the Holy Ghost, you get to know Jesus. Mm-hmm. You get to know his ways.
Yeah.
It is so wonderful. Mm-hmm. The person of the Holy Ghost transforms you inside out like you wouldn't believe.
That's right.
And I practice that daily. I realize that to know the Lord in a personal way, you never want to turn back.
Right.
I'm sure many of you have heard about Catherine Kuhlman. Man, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost bumps all over me right now. Woo! Thank God that, you know, I'm rooted in Christ, so I'll probably take off. I'll tell you something. Many of you have heard of Catherine Kuhlman. That's pretty much before many of our time. But this one of the things that I was told about a person that used to attend her meetings, she's very old. And one of the things that I loved about her, about the, her testimony is, and this was a gentleman too, was that he said when he attended her meetings, it was one thing she said as she was coming out on the platform. She would tell the people, shh, with tears in her eyes. She said, please do not grieve my friend. He's all I have.
Wow.
That's what she said. She wasn't concerned about the healings. Mm-mm. She was concerned about grieving her friend. She says, he's all I have.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish you can love him the way I do.
Yeah.
He's all I have. With tears flowing down her eyes. The power of God was manifesting in those events.
Yeah.
People were getting healed while they were waiting in line to get in. Because she honored the Lord so much through the Spirit that God was taking care of everything that needed to be taken care of for that day.
Mm.
You know, she would never allow her services, not one time, from what I observe, to grieve the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Not one time. This is his platform. Yeah. This is his service. And you are his people. Let the Lord be the Lord in this service.
Mm.
And when the service was had ended, they, her ushers, would usher her in the back. And many times they would take her in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And as she went in the kitchen, because they had to take her through the kitchen to get to her room or her green room, they said the cooks were falling over. And they were, yes, the power, the presence of God was so strong, was so strong. And saints, it's time to come home to the Lord.
Yeah.
God didn't die for our works. Mm. He died for that you and I could have a relationship with him.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I'm glad you asked. Matthew chapter 7. How many times do we hear the Lord said, many, not few. He said, many will come to me on that day.
Yeah.
There will be a day that many will be turned away. He's talking. He's not talking. He said, he's not talking about the world now. He's talking about people that so-called into church.
Yeah.
He said, many will come that day and say to me, Lord, Lord, didn't I cast out demons in your name? Didn't I prophesy in your name? Didn't I heal in your name? The Lord said, there was only one verdict away from me.
Yeah.
You workers of iniquity, I never knew you. He didn't say I used to know you.
Right.
He said, I never knew you.
That is...
You never took the time to get to know your Savior. Yeah. Saints, we cannot be so busy that our schedule is bigger than God.
Oh, ooh, my gosh.
My God. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he says, well.
Oh, that's good.
Will you give me another scripture? Glad you asked. Matthew 24, verses 1 through 13. The Lord says, I'm going to give you the parable of what the kingdom of heaven is like. What? Yes, I'm going to give you a parable. It's what the Lord said, of what the kingdom of heaven is like. He says there were 10 virgins. 5 was wise and 5 was foolish. They all had lamps, Tanya.
Yeah.
The Bible said they all had lamps. But only 5 of their lamps was full.
Yeah.
I'll get a better way. Only 5 of their lamps were full. And 5 was foolish. Was empty. Empty. There's a lot of people carrying Bibles, but they don't know what's in it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So many.
There's a lot of people walking around saying Lord, but Lord is not in them.
Yeah.
What did I say earlier?
Yes, I'm a Christian. I believe in God. When was the last time did you read the Bible? Have you even opened the Bible? And I say that not as a judgment. I was that Christian. I was that way I got saved at 3 years old and loved God. And all through high school, I would read my Bible over and over. And then life happened. And I'll tell you, friends, I got bitter at God. I said, I still love him. I'll still follow him. But I don't want to be close to him because I was so, my pain and my trauma in life got in my eyes. Bigger until he said, you want to get to know me? You want your life to turn around? This is what he said. You need to get into my word every single day.
Oh, every I love that.
Single day. And that's when it started to change. That's when it started to change.
Saints, the word of God is our friend. It's our light. It's our shield. It's our daily bread.
Amen.
Get to know his word is to get to know him. You cannot know his word without the power of the Holy Ghost. He goes on to talk about, what did I say earlier? I'm glad you asked. He said, there was a cry in the middle of the night. The bridegroom cried for his bride. And only the 5 that had the oil in their lamps heard him. What did I say earlier? The thing he opens up is your spiritual ears.
Yeah.
The scripture says, let he that have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying. The second is the eyes. Let he that have eyes, let them see what the Spirit is showing them. You cannot be deaf and blind spiritually. It'll cost you your eternity. Ooh,
I have a question for you. I don't mean to interrupt, but I have a question for you about that. Why do you think he wanted our ears to hear first?
Because I believe that back in the Garden of Eden, you see, the first thing that this serpent tried to confuse or deceive was the word of God. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the what? Word of God. Okay. We have to learn to hear it. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 4 that Jesus talks about the sower. And the first thing God says, he sows the word. Well, the word being sowed means the seed has to go into our ear before it reaches our heart. Mm-hmm. That's why he says, then the devil comes in and steals the word that was sowed into our heart. But it can't get to our heart first until it gets to our ears. Mm. Yes. The Isaiah says, he wakens me every morning to give me a word in season. He opens my ears. He opens my ears. The scripture tells that. That's why I said, Lord, keep my ears open that I may hear your word. Yeah. Whoa!
Amen.
If we're not hearing him, you can't follow him. Woo!
So good.
What is, come on.
That's what God did. I mean, when he started to speak and change me to see him clearer.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Started because he said, because I heard
the hearing.
I heard him speak first, get in my word.
He said, my sheep hear my voice.
Yeah.
Remember this?
Yeah.
If anything I want to be on top of things, it's my hearing, my spiritual hearing. The scripture says in 1 Samuel, God called Samuel, Samuel, Samuel. Samuel didn't see God. He heard God, but he didn't know it was God. He thought it was Eli, the high priest. He went to Eli. You called me. He said, no, I didn't. Go to bed. He went back to bed. The voice came again. Samuel. He got up. Eli, you called me. Go back to bed. I didn't. Third time, Samuel. Eli goes, he says, Eli, you called me. Eli goes, wait a minute. If you hear it again, say what? He says, say, speak, Lord, your servant hears. Oh!
Listening. Yeah. Yeah.
It's so important because we don't sit there and look at our phone all day. We listen to our phone most of the day. We're listening to our phone. We do look at it a lot, but we're listening more.
Yeah.
Why? We see people, look at me. They have earmuffs, they have things on their ears.
Yeah.
Because what are they feeding their ears?
Yeah.
You wonder about that. I want to feed it the word of God. I want to feed it with knowledge and wisdom.
Yeah.
Most people are feeding their ears carnal things.
Right.
And they don't realize they're damaging the spiritual man. They're crucifying that spiritual man. So getting back to that, Matthew 24, glad you asked. They heard the bridegroom. Get up. It's time. Five, the wives got up because their oil was filled. And they were ready. They were dressed. And the Bible said they went in and enjoyed the wedding feast. As they were going in, guess what happened? The five unwise got up. What? What's going on? What's going on? They see that the other five was gone. What? Yeah. They cried out, hey, hey, come back. We can't get in. We don't have our. They were not only half full. They were not even lukewarm. They were cold.
Yeah.
And they said, give us some so we can go in. He says, no, 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 no. We can't do that. There are times when an impartation will not help to get into the kingdom of God. You need to be full. What are you talking about? Mm. They said, don't. Go get some for yourself. Go out and buy your own oil.
Yeah.
And as they went out to buy their own oil, at the last minute, the Bible says the doors were shut. They came back. Hey, hey, let us in. Let us in. The groom answered. He said it a second time. The first time he said it in Matthew 7. He says it again. I know you not.
Yeah, wow.
They were part of the church, but not part of God. Ooh, the church knew them, but the bride didn't. Oh, the groom didn't. The church knew them. The five wise, they knew them.
Yeah.
But the groom didn't. Ooh.
That's so
And most people want to be known in church. Yeah. Most people want to be known in church. No, someone's be known in heaven. Oh,
yeah. Oh,
I had to release that word.
That's good.
It is so important, saints. I don't want to hear the word, I don't never knew you. I want to hear the word, well done. Come on into the joy of the Lord. Woohoo! We need this, saints. And the Lord told me to release this teaching today because we're getting, most people are caught up, but it's not to rapture. Most people are caught up, but not to meet Jesus in this world, in the things in this world. When Jesus gives you time off, it's so you can have time with him.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes. Oh, that's good.
Remember that.
That's good.
How do you manage your schedule?
Yeah.
Easy. God will never allow you, your schedule, to be greater than his.
Yeah.
To where, and I'm going to give you a testimony. There was about this wonderful, well-known evangelist that God used around the world. There's a lot of healing evangelists, but this particular one was known around the world, and it was very, this is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a wonderful crusade, and he had this staff with him, and he's coming into the United States, and so he's going to customs, and so his team were going to customs. He let them go first. They were showing their passport and everything, so they're going through. Well, you know, the evangelist, he was the last person to go in there, and as he went in, he showed his passport. They looked at his passport, and they go, this is not right. They go, there must be some mistake. He goes, of course it's right. Everything's in order. He goes, no, sir, this is not right. Something's, you know, his identity, all that stuff was, something was wrong. He said, we're going to have to hold you. They held him for a while. They still couldn't get anything going. Next thing you know, they put him in custody. This worldwide known evangelist is now put in custody for day after day, for 2 weeks, he was in custody. What do you mean? He was incarcerated for 2 weeks. This guy was so mad, so embarrassed, watching his team get into the United States and they're taking him away and he gets incarcerated. He's so mad every day this happened. He's mad at God. How could you allow this to happen to me? I'm going around the world. I'm preaching the gospel. I am, you know, having healing services. And you allow this to happen to me, embarrassing me in front of our team. I'm in jail. And then after about a week and a half, the Lord says, can I speak now?
Wow.
This happened in jail. He goes, yes, Lord. He says, when are you going to make time for me? He goes, what? He says, your schedule? He says, that's yours. That's not mine. In the beginning, you answered the call. You answered the call for God. Now you're answering the call for man.
Man, wow.
He broke down, Tanya, saints, and wept in the prison on his knees. Wept like a baby.
Wow.
And says, Lord, I'm sorry. And those last few days he was in jail, it was just him and the Lord, communion, catching up on things.
Wow.
When that had happened, all of a sudden they said, Mr. So-and-so, we're sorry. For some reason, everything is in order. For everything is right. They let him out. He went through custody. He went in. Called a staff meeting. He says, from here on out, we are not going to be booked the whole year. He says, we're going to make time every week for the Lord and our family. And he had a balanced schedule. He changed his whole ministry way of doing things. Wow. You know, and wow. He gave that testimony to those that think that they're supposed to go out and be everything.
Yeah.
We cannot. Yes, you cannot. You cannot be. It's not our job. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to release that. Because this person, if he had kept going, he would have been the ones that said, Lord, I did this in your name. I had crusades in your name. And the Lord would say, I never knew you.
Yeah.
God gives us warning signs.
Yes.
When we think we are bigger than God.
Yeah.
And don't let people ever make you larger than life, because that's not the case. Mm-mm. Compliments and honor is fine, but bring it into perspective. It is because of the glory of God.
That's right.
His grace has done this. And so I release that on you. And I release that for this message, for this manna that God has allowed me to give you. You see, there was two kings. One was called King Saul and one was called King David.
Yeah.
The Bible said King Saul wanted the attention for the people. God wanted the attention. David wanted the attention from God.
Yeah.
He was called a man after God's own heart.
Yeah. And look, he wasn't perfect. Look at how much he screwed up. It's not about perfection. It's about constantly coming back to the Father and surrendering.
Man, I'm used to this. Man will always try to judge you and size you up for the size of your ministry. God looks at the size of your heart. Remember that, saints.
Yep.
It's very important. It's not about the size of your ministry. Mm-hmm. God doesn't tell you well done because you got this big ministry. He tells you well done because of your obedience, because you followed him. What do you mean? You didn't follow him into the harvest fields, but you followed him into the secret place. Oh! Follow him also into your prayer time. Yeah. Follow him into your prayer closet, not just at the crusades, at the events, the massive amounts. When he says to follow him, he means also follow him into the secret place. Oh my God! I release that word right now. I know the Holy Spirit is ministering to many of you right now. And he's giving you a check mark. He says, your secret place has your name on it. Don't ever allow it to get cobwebs.
Mm.
Okay, saints.
Yeah.
The secret place is the best place. I'm telling you, the secret place is the best place.
Yes, it is.
Woo!
So
Tanya,
good.
Thank you for allowing me on. I love it.
Oh, thank you for bringing this truth, because it's what we need, and it's what we have to carry us, because we don't need the other stuff. The other stuff, naturally, you know, there's always going to be the world. There's always going to be things going on everywhere around us.
Yes.
But we have to make the choice. That's why God, you know, I'll get in conversations with people and I get it, because I was in this place where, well, God let this happen and God does this and he's in control and he's in charge. Friends, that's a little twisted. He gives us free will because he doesn't want to force anybody to come and have to worship him or force anybody to have to do what he says. He put things in place for our benefit, for our blessing. And or if we deny it or don't follow it, for our cursing, that's on us. That's not on God. He is there. He wants us to come. He's sitting in the our secret place going, I'm here. I showed up. But we have the choice whether we go in there or not. So this is so important. And especially in the days we're in, especially in the wars that we're seeing, especially in the chaos and the confusion, we have to know how to separate out of that and be in the quiet, abiding rest of the Lord. We have to. He'll show us how, but we have to be the ones willing to step into that and practice it. The more we practice it, the better and easier it gets. The more you get in the Bible every day, the easier it will get. And to the point where you go, I'm hungry because I didn't read the word today. You will feel that. You will feel that hunger. So this is so good. It's such an honor that you always come to the show and bring us truth and encouragement and wisdom. We're so grateful. And God bless you and your ministry. Tell everybody where they can find you, where they can come bless you, and all of those things too.
Well, you listen, saints, you can go to megapraiseministries.com. Just as it is there, megapraiseministry, one word, .com. Go on our website. You can see where I'll be. I'm going to be in Washington, the state of Washington, in a week and a half. And then following that, I'll be with Julie Green, Timothy Dixon, Nathan French. We're all going to be together in Julie's hometown. I guess it's Iowa.
Oh, and I'll be there. June?
Yes, yes. So if you can be there, come there. We all want to see you, love on you, and just bless you. And listen, saints, we thank you for your prayers, love, and support. You know, and get yourself a glory day hat. Tanya has one. But one day we're going to get her to put one on the live stream. You know,
I always have it in my closet, and then I forget to bring it out in the day.
That's right. Well, that's all right.
We don't catch her around town. I'll tell you what, I wear it around town.
That's right, and it is a witness. Believe me, it really is. And so, saints, I'll tell you something. I'm in celebration mode because of the goodness of God. Yeah. God's got this. He's got you. He's got me. And so you can go on there. My wife has some wonderful anointed books and to help you in your walk with the Lord. And I have not had one negative remark about those books. I've had, you know, so
she's
God has given her major revelation downloads.
Yeah.
And so, saints, come on. We want to be on God's mind and his heart, and I know that, and I want him to be on mine. So once I said, these are glory days and not gloomy days. See you at the next event.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right, hang tight. Y'all, thank you for joining us today. I believe that this program blessed you. So please do us a favor and share it with five of your friends right now. Hit share, do a text, do an email, whatever. Send it with 5 or 10 of your friends so that it can be a blessing to them. God bless you all, and we are so grateful to you. So until next time, bye for now. Hi, everybody. Despite open borders, staggering grocery and gas prices, and all of the talk of war, there is a miraculous revolution of health taking place across America. And that's because your body is a miracle machine, fully capable of healing itself. That's why we're here today to help you and your body do miraculous things and regain your optimum health. So now is the time for you to learn about the Magic Dycol family of products, the NanoSoma liquid spray, the Metasomer topical gel, and the Metasomer telomerase natural skin cream. Join the revolution of wellness and take back your health by signing up for our free video series at iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. Now you can watch our free video series and learn how to take your health back. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. That is iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. Imagine you can unleash the power of your own body to restore itself. When the Magic Dycol products trigger the nuclear receptors in your body to take care of you in ways you have never even imagined. So go log in now at iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. Hope you've enjoyed this episode of Beauty for Ashes with Tanya Joy. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave us a comment below.
Lastly, if you've enjoyed today's podcast, share with those who came to mind. Be blessed, and remember, you were created for such a time as this.